It is time for another La Breakdown. Last night we had the Miami Heat taking on the Utah Jazz, and I'm sitting here in London, UK with my NBA League Pass, so I'm watching the game the day after, as I do. And I'm almost through it, but this is a good one. So as I've been doing in a recent podcast, if the game is interesting enough, I'm going to call the last few minutes live, or at least live for me. So that's what I'm going to be doing. And for if anyone's confused about how I'm able to watch those last few minutes so quickly, I watch every game that quickly because I'm on League Pass, and it's got this lovely little button on the video player called Jump Forward 10 Seconds. And I hit that one a lot when there's timeouts, free throws, video replays. So that makes the last few minutes of an NBA game a lot less painful than it can be, especially when it's a close one. So I'm going to break this one down because it's been interesting. Not really for LeBron fans, but it's been an interesting one. But I guess as far as the podcast goes, this isn't about, you know, just singing LeBron's praises. This is about breaking down how he's performing every game. And it's turned out to be a LeBron love fest because he's played amazing. Pretty much every game that I've done, I've broken him down. And that's still to be determined in this one. So let's see. First quarter, we had Marvin Williams, who I talked about recently because we had the Jazz playing the taking on the Raptors. I was a fan of his. Came out of UNC. He was number 2 overall pick. Played in Atlanta for a long time. And, he was good, but he just had a somewhat disappointing career. We thought he was going to be a lot better. So he starts off nicely. 12 points in the first 7 minutes. It was a fairly uneventful quarter, especially for LeBron fans. He was only 1 of 5. He had 3 points. And the Jazz had a 2-point lead. A 12-point lead going into the second quarter, 32-20. And it was just, you know, it was a Marvin Williams went off a little bit. Trey Burks was hitting some threes. And the Heat were missing some shots that they would normally make. That's all I can really say. I mean, Jazz were playing some good defense, but the Jazz also missed a couple open shots too. So just kind of poor defense by the Heat. And one funny play I just had to say, at 2:48, Chris Bosh had one of the most uncoordinated things I've seen in sport, really. It was amazing. He had a 16-foot jumper, fairly uncontested, from the right wing, which he normally drains, but he puts it up, goes off the back iron from his perspective, and comes right back to him. So he runs in to grab it. The ball goes through his hands, through his legs, hits the inside of his left ankle, and rolls out of bounds. Just impressive. Impressive. He looked like he was going to grab that ball and go up and dunk it, and instead, between the hands, between the legs, and out of bounds. So just a funny little highlight. Alright, so second quarter, with Miami starting it down 12. Alec Burks, who I keep going on about. He's a young guy. He's a rookie. I just see a lot of potential in this guy. He makes the Jazz worth watching, really. And he was looking good again. He had 12 points in the quarter. Lots of nice quick drives. Couple of pull-up shots. And missed quite a few shots, actually, that I think he's going to start draining on a regular basis. So look out for him. Calling it here again on the breakdown. Alec Burks. Guy's got game. 151. The only real LeBron highlight of the quarter. He had a sweet rebound and freight train all the way down, and then a nice dunk. Just, it seemed like everyone just sort of stopped at the free throw line and just sort of let him go, and he just went in and hammered one. And that cut the rest of the Heat were also hitting, and that cut the lead down to 2, 47-45, in what was at one point a 14-point lead. LeBron, though, with only 9 points in the half, which is unusual for him. You know, he usually hits double figures early even in the first quarter, or at least, first couple of minutes that he plays in the second quarter. So only 9 points, but the Jazz with only a 2-point lead, 52-50. So Miami actually getting off all right with LeBron not putting up big points and still getting to 50 points. Third quarter, just want to talk a little bit about my boy Gordon Hayward. I'm a fan of this guy. You know, there's a couple of reasons why I like this guy. He actually missed a couple of uncontested layups early, which was tough. But he's a tall point guard, and what I really like about him is the way he passes with both hands. And I've noticed that most of my favorite players, they all do that really well, particularly passing with their offhand off the dribble. I really like that. Like, all the best players, I mean, Steve Nash is the obvious one, but, you know, Ricky Rubio is fantastic with it. Rajon Rondo is, he's left-handed, but he can do it with his right really nicely. Got to put LeBron in the mix. He passes pretty much out of any situation with either hand very nicely. And even Grevis, even my boy Grevis Vasquez on the Raptors. I like the way he does that too. So I just wanted to drop that little bit because I was thinking about that the whole game while I was watching Hayward play. And you know what else? This guy Hayward, he's got a very interesting shot. He's kind of got this little, you know, if he's one-on-one with someone, he's kind of got an interesting pull-up where it's almost like a leaning back set shot. And he gets it off really quickly, so it's kind of hard to defend. Even though he doesn't shoot it from up high, he doesn't really rely on having to elevate it over someone. So it's the type of shot that if he stays with it, that's not gonna fade in his career. I think he'll be able to do that as you know until he's 50, 60, you know, as long as you want with a shot like that. So impressive. Look out for that if you ever see Gordon Hayward. And then LeBron with a brutal string in the third quarter, just. Absolutely, I have not seen him do a string like this season. 9:26, a rare, really bad pass by LeBron where he's got it on the left block and there's two Jazz players in the paint and he just tries to throw it right through them into the corner. Not over, not a bounce pass, just a waist height. And I think it was deflected by one and then Richard Jefferson was the guy who grabbed the other one. And then a couple of possessions later, on a similar play, LeBron driving right to left and tries to throw across his body through two guys. And this time the first guy grabs it. I think it was Alec Burks. It was Hayward. Hayward deflects it. So that's his second turnover. And then a minute later, he gets a defensive rebound. Looks like the Heat are about to break in transition. He's just going across half, goes to move it up. Again, Hayward just deflects it and grabs it. The very end of the quarter, another fast break for the Heat. He gets the ball back with like 5 seconds left. Another turnover. Bad pass. Gordon Hayward again steals it from him or causes a deflection. So he was really causing him problems. He was causing LeBron to miss a lot of shots. And I should say that at this point, LeBron right now, I believe he's under 50%. He's shooting like 4 of 12. Maybe I'm jumping a bit of ahead there. So anyways, it's 68-66. Jazz going into the fourth quarter, so no change in the lead in that quarter. And then 8:12 had kind of a funny moment. I had Ray Allen with a nice long dribble and long jumper pull up. I've seen plenty of those, but then Richard Jefferson comes back the other way and answers with his own long pull up. And I just had to think, see, what year is this? You know, I remember these guys like 13 years ago, these two guys were doing this stuff, 14 years ago, so it's cool to see that they're still doing it at a high level, and they both look exactly the same. I mean, they have not aged, they look exactly the same. I mean, Jefferson obviously can't dunk, I mean, I don't know if he can, actually, but he's not doing it as much as he used to. He was quite a high flyer back when he especially was paired up with Vince Carter and Jason Kidd on those two Nets teams that went to the finals. And when was that? Early 2000s, 03, 04, something like that. All right, so anyways, back to this ballgame. 7:54, LeBron back in, which is a bit early for him, but he's back in the ballgame because the Jazz are pushing, and they get the lead up to 7. So LeBron back in, 77-70. 5:09, what I thought was a huge play. I marked this down because I thought this was going to be a turning point. Heat are surging a bit, but the Jazz get the turnover, work it in, I think off D-Wade, work it in transition, get it to Marvin Williams, who doesn't position right. He gets himself clearly with like his heel on the three-point line from the left wing and puts up a bad air ball, like a foot long. And that leads to a quick, I think LeBron grabs it, throws it to Chalmers, he whips it up to Wade, who has just an easy dunk, fast break. That makes it a five-point game, and that really kind of seemed to suck the air out of the building. And the crowd was like, oh, you could tell that they could sense something was coming. However, the next Jazz possession at the 4:13 mark, Marvin Williams comes back, drains a three. After LeBron, I should say, LeBron drew a foul at the other end. He went one of two from the line. Marvin Williams comes back, drains a three. So now it's 84-77. And then the next Jazz possession, which is, I paused it after this, but wow. Richard Jefferson trying to do pull a one-on-one move against Bosch on the high right wing. And makes a couple of moves, gets in just inside the three-point line, kind of loses the ball. LeBron goes for the steal, but Jefferson, nice play to recover it, gets it back, goes down to his knees to hang on to it, and he's there for a couple of seconds, and he finds Marvin Williams, who's coming from the right corner. With 1.7 seconds left on the shot clock, Williams gets it about 27 feet from the basket, right wing, fading away. Desperation, flings it up, drains it. And that puts the score to 87-79, which is where I'm at right now, at the 327 mark. And I'm going to call this one out, because even though it's an 8-point game, for the, you know, that's in any situation, I think that puts them within striking distance, but especially the Heat. Oh, and we just had Bosch miss a three at the 318 mark. Here's Gordon Hayward bringing it up. And we're at Raptors Abroad, the breakdown, live action, at least in my world. So 3:10 mark. A basket here would give them a double-digit lead with 3 minutes to go. Williams for three, in and out. And you know how I feel about that. Looks like D-Wade hurt his hand. He's holding it. He's not coming up court. Mario Chalmers trying to drive, loses it out of bounds. D-Wade still at half court. He's holding his left hand. Looks like Chalmers. Looks like that's a turnover. Let's see what happened to D-Wade here. They're showing me the replay that I was telling you about before. RJ on his knees. Marvin Williams. Desperation triple. We're at the 2:57 mark. They're going to a commercial. I'm fast forwarding. And we are back. No, Chalmers got fouled. He's shooting free throws. And he makes one out of two. Here is Gordon Hayward. Across half court. Dribbling. He's got Ray Allen on him. About 30 feet from the basket. Setting up a play. Gets a screen from Marvin Williams. Gives it down to Richard Jefferson. In the right corner. They swing the ball. Trey Burke for three. Good defense by Chalmers. And D-Wade gets the rebound. D-Wade brings it across. Left wing. Dribbles to the middle. Driving. Left side. Drops it back to Bosch. Bosch to Ray Allen. Allen puts it on the floor. Pull up from 12 feet. Banks it in. Beautifully done by Ray Allen. We got a 4-point ball game, 87-83, with 2:16 to go. So four straight points by the Heat when the Jazz had a possession and a chance to put it away. Weren't able to do it. Richard Jefferson looking, finds Trey Burke, gives it off. Pick and roll. Oh, fouled. Who is that? LeBron does not agree. LeBron feels like that was an offensive foul. Derek Favors. Yeah, nice play by Favors there, working the pick and roll with Burke. Oh, and D-Wade just got nailed by Favors with his hurt hand, and looks like he got called for the foul there. Favors makes the first free throw, and measuring the second. This is a big one. Make it... A 6-point game, and he drains it. Nothing but net on both of them. 1:50 to go now. Mario Chalmers dribbling, looking in the key, drops it off to Wade. Wade stripped and fouled. Looks like Wade will be going to the line for two. And Wade's first free throw is up and good. Free throw number two is also good. 89-85. 1:42 remaining. Here is Trey Burke bringing it up court. Gives it off to Gordon Hayward. Richard Jefferson at the top of the circle to Marvin Williams. Defended by LeBron. Back to Jefferson for three. Drains it in D-Wade's face. Richard Jefferson from the right corner. And it's 91-85. Huge bucket there. Looks like he had his foot on the line, so that was just a two. But big basket there. And LeBron gets fouled, bringing up at the other end. And Miami's in the bonus. They've actually been in the bonus since about the 7-minute mark of the fourth quarter, so he's going to shoot free throws. The foul on Williams. Miami's 9 of 12 free throws this quarter. Jazz 7 of 7. Here's LeBron's first free throw is good. Oh, no, sorry. That was his second free throw. He missed the first one. All right, 91-86. Five-point ball game. Jefferson now on the Jazz logo. Gives it to Marvin Williams. He's got LeBron on him. Gives it off to Burks. Out to Hayward, left wing, dribbling. Gives it off to Jefferson, left wing three. That's off the back iron. LeBron with the rebound. LeBron, right side, backing in Hayward. Kicks it out to Chalmers, open three. Gives it up to Allen for an open three. He got it. Allen for three. 91-89 with 46 seconds remaining. Two-point ball game. Crowd standing. Trey Burks handling with Mario Chalmers defending. Gets a screen. Working a pick and roll with Favors. Chalmers pushes him back. Burks still with it. Pull up jumper. Good! Huge bucket by Trey Burke, the rookie, with a beautiful clutch move. He's got ice water in his veins there. 24.2 seconds remaining. 4-point lead for the Jazz. Very clutch play there after Chalmers played some good D when they tried to work the pick and roll. And Burke was able to just get himself a little bit of space, and Bosch was right there challenging him. Just a little move on a good screen by Favors, and Bosch, I mean, maybe a half second late, but he was right there. I think Bosch was upset about the switch. I think he wanted to play it the same way that they did before, where Chalmers just stuck with him. All right, 24.2 to go. Just fast forwarding. And the Heat inbound. Here's LeBron. Kicks it to Ray Allen for three. No good. But Chris Bosch with the rebound. Out to D-Wade. Driving. Lefty layup is no good. Hayward gets the rebound, and he's fouled by LeBron. 10.7 to go, and that could be ball game. Tough break there for the Heat. D-Wade got right to the paint. Looked like he had it. LeBron not looking happy. Didn't really... A little disappointed that the Heat did not get the ball to LeBron and very much at all in these last few minutes of the fourth quarter. He's only had a couple of free throws. Didn't really get a chance to get off and try anything or really even make any plays. Most of the ball handling was done by the other Heat players. Hayward short on the first free throw. The Heat have life. Needs to make the second one, and he does. 94-89 makes it a 5-point ball game, so that's big. That means that they, even with a Miami 3, they can still push themselves ahead by 4 with free throws. All right, so fast forwarding here. Miami with the ball, inbound to D-Wade. Finds LeBron. LeBron, 3 points from straight away. No good. Bosch gets a rebound, puts it up from three, no good. Favors the rebound, and that is ball game. So the Utah Jazz take out the Miami Heat in Utah. Let's jump to the box score, because this is going to be an ugly one for my man LeBron, especially with that miss there at the end. Just a surprising one. I wonder what they're going to have to say about that one. So down to the box score. LeBron, wow. This I have not seen this season. This has to be his worst game of the season by far. 4 of 13 from the field. 1 of 6 three-pointers. 4 of 6 free throws. 7 rebounds. 5 assists. No steals. No blocks. 5 massive turnovers. 2 fouls. He was actually even in his plus-minus, but 13 points. And no Miami Heat player getting higher than 20. Only D. Wade with 19. And he actually had a decent game, 7 of 14. Missed a couple of chippies there at the end. But, just no one on the Heat really, really showed up big. I mean, the numbers do not jump out on the box score at all. But a surprisingly poor performance from LeBron. Just have not seen him struggle that much or come that weak with it. I mean, to only get up 13 shots. That's below his percentage for shooting and, 4 field goals in 39 minutes for LeBron. Incredible. No steals, no blocks, only 5 dimes. And the rest of the Heat, it looked like everyone else shot well. Everyone else shot pretty well. Battier, 2 of 4. Oh, no, sorry, Bosch, 3 of 12. Bosch was a bit of a stinker. But Chalmers was 4 of 6. Wade was 7 of 14. Anderson, 1 of 1. Cole, 4 of 9. Ray Allen, 4 of 8. But just... yeah, people really disappearing. But Marvin Williams, I think, was the big story in this one. 9 of 15, 5 of 8 from 3, including that big fadeaway at the end of the shot clock to not ice it, but to give him that little bit of separation to really make it, you know, so that Ray Allen 3, usually those Ray Allen 3s is what gives Miami the lead or puts it away. So the Ray Allen 3 only pulled them within 2. And Trey Burke with that big jumper to ice that one. All right, so an exciting... very exciting Miami Heat game. Not an exciting LeBron game. And that brings us to LaScale. Jeez. Huh. I'm going to be working this one out on the fly because I'm just seeing this box score for the first time. But, I mean, on offense, I mean, he was offensive. And for LeBron especially, I'm going to have to give him a 1. Usually, the worst I think I've ever given LeBron on offense is a 2. But I'm going to have to give him a 1. He's under 50%. He's under 30%. I think he's around 30% for the game shooting. 13 points is half his scoring average. 7 rebounds, 5 assists, all right. But 5 turnovers? Yeah, that's a 1. I'm going to give you a 1 because you did get to double digits at least. And then defense, nothing exciting, nothing to speak of. I'm going to give you, I guess, a 2. Hey, you know what? 1.5. You should excite me with something. You should at least see a block or a steal or something. That's 1.5. And wow factor, you got 1 out of 2. You did have that nice freight train and dunk. So that's a 3.5 out of 10 for LeBron on the scale. That's by far the lowest he's ever gotten. So somewhat surprising. I mean, not somewhat surprising. Incredibly surprising performance by LeBron. Weird one. Especially after I've been watching Blake Griffin and catching all these Kevin Durant highlights lately. I've just been expecting LeBron to go off and drop a 50-point game on us just to give us something to talk about. But he has not. And Miami, still, you know, respectable 35 and 14. But they're a solid 4 games behind the Pacers. They won 4 in a row. But, that was a tough one. That was a weird one. Really, bizarre performance, 13 shots, kind of lackluster, and just not getting the ball to him in the clutch, in crunch time, when I figure he would need it the most. And, you know, looking at the Heat, they play again on Tuesday against Phoenix. They're 30th in rebounds. Jeez. 30th in the league in rebounds. How many teams are there? 32 teams. That's pretty brutal. All right, well, that's it for this little breakdown. Kind of a strange one. This is the first time, really, that I've just sat there and slagged on LeBron the whole time. So hopefully it bounced back, because it's not really that... as much as I enjoy seeing the Heat lose, which I'm sure some of you think is crazy, but yeah, I like seeing the Heat lose. Not all the time, but sometimes. But I don't like seeing LeBron stink it up, and that was stinky. So hopefully next game we'll have something a little more exciting and get that wow factor up again. All right, thanks for checking us out, y'all, and we'll see y'all next game against Phoenix. Peace.